Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane ti are na na we ti ara na boshia na na boshia. Mane na boshia are na 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 we na na we ti ara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. Brado Shia de Boshia, for you.
Jesus Christ, you, Son, took up himself
all of my sins and the sins of all mankind. I believe Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, became sin for me that I may receive eternal life. I believe, Heavenly Father, you raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he is alive and well seated at the right hand in heaven. I now repent, turn from my sins, and choose to follow and obey Christ Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord of my life and to lead me in all areas of my life. I receive you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior with all my heart, and I believe that you are my King and my God. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and use my life as a willing vessel. Heavenly Father, I ask that my life will glorify you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for my salvation, my faith in Christ Jesus, and the truth of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you had said that prayer in your heart, you have just received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and he has forgiven you because you have forgiven soul. And this is only the beginning. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we are reading Genesis, and we are reading from Genesis chapter 6, from verse 1 through 13. We're reading the entire Bible from cover to cover, chapter to chapter, and script to script. Once again, Genesis 6 and 1. And it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters was born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now the Lord said, my spirit shall not allow strife with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of man, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men and renowned. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every man's imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Now Noah found grace in the eyes of God. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Thank you all about how to pronounce these words, but Lord, just keep hold my tongue. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence to them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. That was Genesis 6, 1 through 13. When you read the Bible, you should read it as a love story, a novel, in understanding the characters that are in the book. And then that way it makes the words come alive and your imagination that God gave you will begin to expand. And it will help you see the stories roll off the paper and come alive. Even so real that things in your life that you may have gone through or been through, you can see them. You can see it in reality. And then you find answers in the Word of God. You find life in the Word of God. You'll find truth in the Word of God. But if you don't read it, you cannot find it. Thank you for spending time with God this morning. May you have a very blessed and productive day, and we should continue to worship, praise, and give thanksgiving to God. Have a very blessed and productive day.
Oh God, for your mighty kingdom, my neck is here. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for life out of darkness. You don't
Yeah.